This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Chefs, 24 culinary showdowns for 24 hours straight. Which chef will outcook, outpace, outlast the competition?
No chef
escapes the clock.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing, Sunday night at 8. See it first on Food Network. Stream next day on Max.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
3, 2.
Brunson, walk-up three-pointer, he got it!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Finds Beasley with one, he dropped it out of bounds!
Norman Powell, big-time shot! He's got 24, Clippers up 9.
Earlier on the show, actor Corey Stoll, Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh. Coming up, director and producer Ashley Underwood. Plus, your phone calls, what's more likely, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Everybody. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Ashley Underwood, the producer and director of a fun documentary that's available on Max, which is available on Roku and is also coming to the Roku channel as well. It's called Dreammaker, a Dream Breaker, a Pickleball Story. It's a fun documentary. We're going to have a lot of fun talking about it because there's going to be a slight reveal when Ashley comes out here. 844-204-RICH, the number to dial. I wouldn't miss that. Let's put it that way. And let me tell you this. Susie and I witnessed something incredibly special yesterday. And I wanted to bring it here to you guys. I haven't talked about it with you yet. I was going to bring it up here on the program. And I'm a little hesitant to talk about it because there were some somewhat private things said in what we witnessed on the campus of USC yesterday. But the other hesitancy is, do I really want to do this justice and bring it justice? Because it was truly one of the most amazing 2 hours I've spent in quite some time. And Susie said to me earlier in the week, somebody who's she's friends with, and I've gotten to know through her, like pretty much everybody else important in my life, right? Mm-hmm. Teaching a class at USC, and has been for all year, and it's the last class, and we want to go and watch him speak. Sure, I'll go. And I really didn't know what to expect. The class is called The Game is Life. And Susie's friend, our friend, teaches it with the Marshall School of Business, teaches it along with the Dean of Religious and Spiritual Life. Because this person's mantra and way of going about life does have quite a bit of cross-section with some spiritual beliefs and the way that some religions teach about connecting with your inner self. And what is being taught was being taught to these students, lucky enough to be in this class, is being true to oneself, learning who you are as a person, being empathetic and sympathetic, and being open and sharing with others about your world, your mindset, and your abilities to connect with yourself and show emotion, be emotional, and being comfortable with knowing who you are. And if that is who you are as a person, it can be a powerful way to connect with other people and create a team environment. And the way these students spoke about their experiences in this class brought me to tears. And same thing with Susie, and brought some of these students to tears as well. I'm telling you guys, the way these students spoke about their experiences in this class for the year, the way that they said that they have had their lives changed by the professor's abilities to talk with them about connecting with themselves, was mind-blowing. One student said that he had an accident. A car ran over his head twice, and he thought he should be dead. Whoa. And he was wondering how to reconnect with the world and himself and who he is as a person after this traumatic experience. And this class changed his life. Another person said he was a musical major and had lost his love for music throughout being a major. And there's all seniors in this room. And that learning about who he is as a person made him understand why he had lost his love for music, but refound it. And now all the music he's going to make is with all of his classmates in mind. And he's dedicating all the music he makes the rest of his life to his fellow students. They all clapped. I'm getting goosebumps talking about it, because it was not only a life lesson for these kids, but a realization for me and Susie to see these kids are about to graduate. For many of them in the room, it was their last class in the history of their college career. And they were all realizing what they have learned about themselves, what they've learned about how to relate to other people, what they've learned about what the world is like that they're entering and how they can change it. And this coat of armor that was being provided by the professor is going to get them going for the rest of their life. And they're going to be friends forever. And they got up and hung out after the class for half an hour, crying and hugging, and took a group photograph. And we're going to now zoom into the professor who's been doing it for years. His name is Pete Carroll.
Wow.
And I have never witnessed in 2 hours what I witnessed in Pete Carroll's class, The Game is Life. Along with, I hope I'm pronouncing his name correct, Varun Soni, the Dean of Religious and Spiritual Life, who is wearing a Raiders cap next to Pete. And then that's David Belasco, the Adjunct Professor of Entrepreneurship at USC. There was an author in the room, and I told him afterwards, because he's been there for 16 weeks. The kids referred to him as a fourth professor. I said to him, I don't know, when I first was showing up in the room and I knew there was an author in the room, what book is going to come out of this? Mm-hmm. And now I said by the end of it, I can't wait to read about this book, because this book started with, a coach who's been a longtime coach in the NFL with a Hall of Fame resume. You know, certainly if he wins one more, if he gets another chance, gets fired and has decided to go back to campus like Thornton Mellon, right? And mm-hmm. teach a class. And by the end of the class, coach is hired somewhere else, but the book is now about the kids whose lives have been changed. I'm telling you, Chris and Jay and TJ, they were all giving testimonials to Pete, who probably doesn't want this to be said about him, that he has changed their lives. And just bringing it to you, and I know we're talking, you know, on Raiders Nation Radio in Las Vegas, Nevada. I sat there and thought to myself, if the Raiders are buying what Pete is selling, like these kids in the class, because here's a man which all we're talking about is how old he is. I can tell you, he related to a group of 20, 21, 22-year-olds like nobody else. He was a peer of theirs and they of his, because he was talking about how they have helped him learn more about his mantra about the game is life. They were a connective body. I can't recall the last time I was in a room where there was over 100 people and we were all connected. Susie and I, other people who was the first time in the class, these people were in the class the entire time. They were handpicked for their stories and their abilities to connect by their stories. They were handpicked. One of them, there were some several athletes in the room. I was told after the class, one of the students who was there for much of the year, but not over the last few weeks because of what's happened to her, was Juju Watkins, was in this class.
Really?
And I can't recall another time that people have been connected. And like I said, if I'm an owner and I'm sitting there and Pete Carroll's bringing this to my interview, you are hired. Certainly if, you know, Max Crosby's just playing for one guy after another after another. He's looking for a North Star. All the other Raiders who have been there through the churning have been looking for somebody to sell them something worth buying. And they know it's going to last. And if you want a culture changer, which the Raiders were in desperate need of, I saw it. And yes, I noticed recording it was Gautam Chopra, who, as you know, is with Religion of Sports, who is, you know, the parent of that company. One of them is, yes, Tom Brady, who I was told did, in fact, zoom in as a guest lecturer over the last year. Two times Pete couldn't make it to be there in person. One of them was last week because there was something called the NFL draft, but he zoomed in. These kids love him. They will never forget who their classmates are, and they will never forget who their professors were. This is something they will take with them in every day of the rest of their lives, and it was awesome to see.
That's really cool. And you think about the last few years in Seattle, Pete really was just, you know, kind of the ambassador of vibes. And that just kind of tracks with what you're saying and the experience that you just retold. And I think about what did the Raiders really need in the last few years?
Him.
An adult in the room and positive, good vibes and energy. And that's what Pete is and brings everywhere he goes.
And I saw it. And again, I know all we're going to be talking about with him is how old he is, his age and whatever. That wasn't a number in the room. The number in the room was 100% attention, interest, love, respect, compassion, and taking a sense into the world of everybody you want to meet in the world. Good vibes, good intentions, good thoughts, connectivity, empathy, sympathy, compassion, with a sense of competition. These people want to dominate their professions, whatever they choose. And I'm telling you, man, if that's what he's selling to the Raiders, look out. Now, obviously, there's a roster. There's football to be played. Sure. I get it. But the rest of this stuff, the Raiders have checked the box. And, you know, it was awesome. I was meeting some of the kids afterwards and some other people who I'd never met before. We were hugging it out.
Man.
It was contagious. It was unreal. His energy. Spectacular.
That's pretty dope.
That's really cool.
And I wanted to share it with you guys and ladies. And it brings me to my top five.
Oh.
Top five teams set for a turnaround next year in the NFL presented by Hyundai. Hit it.
High five.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Rich's top five.
All righty, then. Here we go. Top five NFL teams set for a turnaround next year, presented by Hyundai. Number five on the list is the lowest of the low-hanging fruit. Last year, a lot of people were saying it. I needed to see it to believe it, but this time I kind of believe it a little bit more because I trust the head coach a little bit more and the way that they have also built around their young quarterback. I'm putting the Chicago Bears on this list. 5 wins last year. Let's put it this way. They're going to have more than, I think, 1 win from October 1st on. All right?
I would expect so.
So, I understand I'm exaggerating. It was the middle of October on, but I'll take the Bears here. That they're set for a turnaround. Number 4 on this list. You know what? I'm going to believe that I adored the head coach that they had. The new one that they have is also an offensive-minded guy, but he's potentially more of a contemporary of the kids in the room that he's now coaching, and that includes also a unicorn. I'm putting the Jacksonville Jaguars at 4. I'm putting the Jaguars and Travis Hunter. I can't wait to see what he does. And what he's going to do is, on offense, take some pressure off of Brian Thomas Jr. and the quarterback, right? And on defense, maybe take half the field away and just show everybody how it's done. And Liam Cohen with the rest of this team and their draft, I think, was definitely a significant one for him. And I love their move. I know I'm in the minority of saying that. I don't care they gave up a 2026. Travis Hunter's worth it. That's four on the list. Number three on the list, Chris, you kind of got these thoughts rolling during our Overreaction Monday pod when you said this team's going to win their division next year. I'm putting the Carolina Panthers here, and I know I just went a little higher register.
Nice.
I know I just went a little higher register here. Let them keep overlooking. The way they finished, you always take a look at the way a team finishes and how it can roll into the following year.
Yeah, absolutely.
I saw it with my own two eyes in Munich. That's where it all started, with Bryce Young starting to put some games together. Dave Canales, the head coach, everything I just said about Pete Carroll, he comes from the Pete Carroll tree. And what he said in our pre-production meeting of that game, he said that they know they're going to start getting more success when he sees everyone's personalities come out on the field. And you started to see Bryce Young's personality come out on the field, and Leggett, you know. I liked their draft, and we'll see what it looks like in Carolina, but I think they've got a chance for a nice comeback season.
Yeah, getting Tet McMillan, just
Leggett and Tet.
Yeah, you have
for
to
Bryce
help
Young
Bryce
and
Young.
And that running back room looks like Cleveland's quarterback room.
Mm-hmm. A lot of good backs.
Right. And so they're number three. Like number two, Chris, I'm giving you what you want. I'm in. Everybody's given the Patriots the kudos for their offseason. And that starts with Vrabel showing up.
Yeah, big time.
Now everyone's going to think, you know, like he's just Belichick 2.0. I mean, he's his own man. But what he does bring is connective tissue to the Patriot way. He does, in a way that, again, with all due respect to Gerard Mayo, who played for New England and was the Patriot way on Bill's staff, everybody thinks Vrabel's a Belichick coaching tree guy. He's just a Belichick player tree guy. He's on Bill O'Brien's staff in Houston. And we saw what he did in Tennessee. And what he does is he just brings a mindset. You know what it's going to be, and you know how he's going to conduct his business in a way that's coach of the year. He's got one of those in his back pocket, and the way that they have drafted. And Drake May could take a major step up. Josh McDaniels showing up is one of those things that, if I'm going to give the Bears their due on that front of having a comeback season because they got the head coach right, boy, they got the OC back. I like what you're cooking.
Yeah, just be competitive. Like, winning the division, obviously, not going to happen. Making the playoffs, probably not going to happen.
Never know.
Be competitive. Look like you're progressing and improving week to week. And that's all you want to see.
And number one on the list is, I'm just going to be consistent. What I saw at this man's class with Suze yesterday at USC, and how he has a mindset, his always compete way. He did read his always compete poem to the class and started crying in the middle of it. And I looked at the class and they were crying too. I'm telling you, I know 100 USC students about to graduate and looking at their own end of their college experience, and they rode ahead of them, and how daunting it is, but how exciting it can be based on what they learned in Pete's class. That they're crying and connecting to Pete in the classroom is not the same as the NFL. Unless it's just change the proper names. That all you got to do is have a way about it, sell it, people buy it, and there's a halo effect, and they have a better quarterback, and they have a better way about themselves, and they have a North Star and a head coach that's going to have them believing. And I'll say the Raiders are the number one team in the NFL right now, set for a turnaround, and I'm giving you the red meat you're looking for over there, Jay Felly, being the Raider fan of this household. Here, Ashton Jeanty to this mix. I mean, Brock Bowers year two. I know they're going to have to protect up front. I know there's a lot of football stuff that I'm not zeroing in on. I'm zeroing in on more of the spiritual and the Zen and the mantra and the mindset, but that's much of the battle in the NFL. When you got a locker room and everyone needing to row in the same direction and buying what is being sold from the top.
16-0, man.
I don't know about that, but they are number one on the list of my top five teams set for a turnaround next year.
You have one more. I did not know this.
Yeah, that's cool drop. Play it one more time.
Give you
it
have one more. I did not know this.
It's the visual of it, too. You got to see him when he's like, oh, I did not know this.
We told him, like, this is what you do, and that was his verbal way of your acting out.
Oh, I did not know this.
Oh, man.
You have one more. I did not know this.
It's the Browns. I'll throw it out there, guys. The Browns draft, the top four picks that they made, all starters, said Daniel Jeremiah, and all good starters. Mayock said the same thing. Get the quarterback situation right. Hold on to the ball. Get some yards. I would also say this. Sign Nick Chubb. Hearing that might not happen, but
Chicago on the board.
You know what? Stefanski's a two-time coach of the year. 2 years ago, they made the playoffs. I mean, Mason Graham is now on the same line as Myles Garrett. They got players, man. Let's go. I mean, just remove all the other stuff that we're talking about. That's a lot of stuff to remove. That's a big if. I get it. But that's my top five teams set for a turnaround next year. Presented by Hyundai. Hyundai helps protect you and your family on the road. We put your safety first and everything else second. Okay. Nice, fun way to start hour number one. Let's roll on. New documentary out. It's a lot of fun. Dreambreaker, a pickleball story. The director and producer of it, Ashley Underwood, is coming out next. This message is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. May is Military Appreciation Month, and we're celebrating the military community that goes above and beyond every day with Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal was created for the military community and is dedicated to ensuring that its members feel celebrated and honored every single day. For over 90 years, Navy Federal's mission has been to support and uplift the military community, and this May is no different. It's not just a credit union, it's also a partner dedicated to helping its members achieve their financial goals. All active duty, veterans, and members of military families are eligible to join. Navy Federal is excited to celebrate Military Appreciation Month as a special time to recognize our troops and the profound contributions they make. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. Dreammaker, a pickleball story on Max, which is available right here on the Roku portal. And the director and the producer and the spirit behind this fun, fun documentary is Ashley Underwood here on the program. Director, producer.
Hello.
Slash, how are you?
Good.
To see
Thanks
you.
For having me.
I am psyched for this because I've known about this for quite some time.
You have. You're one of the insiders.
I am an insider. Well, so Susie is the ultimate insider, but you
yes.
know that already.
Yes.
Well, let's take a look at a clip and then we'll just dig right into it. Guys,
great.
This is fun. It is available on Max and you'll find out where it's about to be available to be streaming real soon. Dreambreaker. Check it out.
That's one of my favorite lines in the movie.
Should I laugh at that?
I don't know. I feel bad.
That's a big butt. You know what I mean?
Doing what you love is the most important thing.
Oh, my gosh. And streaming soon right here on Roku, right?
Yes.
That's what's coming?
That's the big announcement. We just got that news today.
Lawyers clear it.
The lawyers cleared it.
From the lawyers
for the final
clearance
minute.
To the Rich Eisen Show microphone. Right here on Roku. Everybody should check it out for the moment. Streaming on Max. Dreambreaker, a pickleball story. So much fun. And our radio audience is now back here on the Rich Eisen Show. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. For those now listening in terrestrial radio audience and Sirius XM and Odyssey, we just showed a clip of Dreambreaker, a pickleball story, available now for streaming on Max, soon to be streaming on Roku. And the director and producer of this fun documentary, Ashley Underwood, is here. I'll ask the first question. I'm sure you're asked a lot about
this. Okay, try me.
Why?
Why? Gosh,
why? Like, why do you dig into the world of pickleball? What gives you that light bulb over your head to begin with?
Yeah, well, believe it or not, when we first started filming this 2.5 years ago, it wasn't the explosive, you know, sport that it is now. We were kind of like early, mm-hmm. early into wanting to document like something about pickleball. Now there's, you know, there's a lot of content, a lot of stuff. But I played, I was a fan of the sport.
Mm-hmm.
But what I really wanted to do was find like an insider story kind of happening in the world of pickleball, not just like an overview of a phenomenon. So I met my producing partner, Craig Coyne. He had written an article for Vanity Fair, which
okay.
was one of the first articles that came out about pickleball. And it was kind of like the celebrities that were playing, like, you know, it was like Leo DiCaprio. I think he mentions Larry in there, like, and we had a pickleball group at Riviera. So I didn't really want to do like the celebrity angle. I was looking for an angle. And what I discovered through talking with Craig, who'd done a lot of research for this article, was that there were these tour wars happening.
Yes.
To start professional pickleball leagues.
Yes. By the way, this is all true. Because again, there's a pickleball sort of naysayer over there. And Chris, I don't mean to introduce you to Ashley
wow,
that way. I know, I understand
so
that.
Aggressive.
No. That's not aggressive.
It's
a fact. You know, where I would say I play pickleball.
It's okay. I've met a few naysayers along the
I'm
way.
I'm sure as well.
Yeah.
But there are competing like a series, and that's one of the main lanes of your film.
Yes.
Is this massive war going on between competing leagues, right, of pickleball, professional outfits?
Yes.
Because there's a, you know, there's, I guess, a limited number of star pickleballers that you can have. And
yes,
sort of like an AFL, NFL type, you know, tug of war from back in the day that's happening in the pickleball world.
Yeah, it was really interesting to chronicle like the birth of a professional sport, because there are only like a handful of, I mean, the top players, let's say they're like 10 or 15 top players. They are really, they're athletes. It doesn't look like the game, you know, the recreational game. But then you had three leagues at one point that were all fighting for, you know, the top 15 players. And they were kind of dispersed. It's hard to put a league together. It's hard to get TV deals, you know, and build something if you can't say, oh, all these top players are going to be, you know, you're going to see them. They're going
to
be
And finding
playing.
The money to pay them, too.
Exactly, and the
right.
sponsorships, et cetera. So these, I mean, there were three competing leagues. There were two Pickleball Halls of Fame at one point. fight.
So we had a merge Halls of Fame.
They were at war with each other, and then I think they finally came together and decided to call a truce. But it was just interesting because when we showed up 2.5 years ago, like at the first Major League Pickleball tournament, and this is before LeBron and Brady and all these guys had bought a team.
Right.
You know, it had this really folksy like community vibe to it. People were excited that a camera crew was even there. Mm-hmm. And then cut to like a year later, you know, they're like, oh, you know, you got to call my agent if you want to get an interview with me. Wow. And I was like, really? Like, you know, like I did it at your house. Like, you know, it really exploded. It became this gold rush. I think a clear marker in the sport that, you know, made everything change, that legitimized it in a way, is when LeBron bought a team. And then you had this influx of, you know, other celebrity team owners. I mean, you had like, there was Tom Brady, Michael Phelps bought a team, Larry Fitzgerald, Eva Longoria, Drew Brees,
right?
Yeah, very involved as a team owner. Like, right. So you have, and I think just yesterday or day before yesterday, you know, Andre Agassi is out playing his doubles partner. He's playing with Annalee Waters, who's like this, you know, the number one player in the world, arguably.
Well, you had McEnroe in your documentary as well.
Yeah, I know McEnroe is not a fan.
He is not. I mean, this just in. McEnroe appears in this and is laugh out loud funny. And that's also part of this documentary, too, is there's a certain mirthful tongue-in-cheek aspect of it because, yeah, you know, again, it is serious to everybody that's playing, but from the outside in, somebody, you know, it is sort of a world filled with some kooky people, you know,
yes.
tell everybody here about the individual you found, a pickleball guy living in a yurt or something like that. Like, who's, yeah, throughout this entire documentary, who's my favorite character in this,
right,
film?
I'm a big fan of being able to tell like a complicated story, but with like levity and humor, or maybe, sure, like get somebody really funny and interesting to, you know, explain what the acronyms mean.
Yes.
But I found this guy. He had a YouTube channel. It was called The Senior Pickleball Report, and his name is Mike Sleva, but he goes by Sleeves, just one name. And he had a couple hundred followers, but I just thought he was, he and his wife had been former history teachers, and they had quit their jobs and they decided to live off grid, like below the poverty line, you know, in a yurt community in like near Cliff, New Mexico, just really super off grid. But he had been a history teacher. He was incredibly articulate, clearly intelligent, and a diehard pro pickleball fan. And he knew what was going on before I even knew. So he would give me breaking news. He would just call me and he'd be like, you won't believe what happened today. You know? And I was like, I think we're the only two people in the world that are like discussing this.
Sleeves. But, like,
it's,
I got
so
some
inside
news.
Baseball.
And the SNN Sleeve News Network.
Yeah. And so in order, like with our budget, because this story unfolded while we were filming, it's not a retrospective story, which it would be easier to tell, but sure, we never, something was changing in the sport,
well,
every
the
day.
The whole world is fluid, Ashley.
So I was like getting a whiplash from, I was like, wait, you know, something just changed every day, and I didn't have the money to go out and film and be there for every time there was a drama. So Sleeves was, you know, on the cutting edge.
I'm sorry,
of what's,
I mean,
going
to laugh.
On.
I know.
Hopefully you're laughing with me.
Yes, you know I am.
So he knew what was going on, and I just said, hey, can you make these like video diaries for me? Just send me some stories so that when I, you know, when I cut some stuff together, I'll have a record of what had happened. And then in the end, we just thought, he's such a great narrator. He looks like the dude from The Big Lebowski. He has like
the
similar cadence, and he's amazing. He's a fan favorite. Every time I've screened it, people, my first question is like, where did you find the narrator? So I found him on YouTube, but then I flew out to New Mexico with a crew, and we went to the yurt. I like lived in the yurt community for a couple of days. And he warned me, he was like, this is really off grid. But I was like, you know, we got to have it. It's so good.
Anything for the documentary, yeah, you know, and so I imagine you did not have to go through his agent, right?
I did not have to go through his agent.
Person-to-person contact with Sleeves?
Person-to-person contact. But one of the funniest things was when we were doing the credits at the end of the film and we were loading them. Like, I guess there's like an IMDb thing where, you know, Sleeves already had an IMDb page. And he had an IMDb page, and he had been, I had no idea that he had a history in entertainment, that he had like lived in like Hollywood at one point and been in some things.
So this was the first Sleeves credit as himself, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Another nugget about Dreambreaker, a pickleball story to make you. Honestly, it's so much fun to watch this. Streaming on Max, available on Roku, and it's coming soon to Roku. And it's going to be awesome for you to check out. So, Ashley, you were mentioning some names earlier, and you mentioned the name Larry.
It happens.
Okay. Now, you know, I know you mentioned that for those who don't know, Larry is Larry David.
Yes.
Who is your husband.
Thank you.
Okay. So now I bring this up. I walk through this door only because, you know, LD is a massive favorite of ours on this program. As you already know.
Yes, I know.
He told a story when he was here last time that, you know, caught our attention that he needs to, when he orders an Uber, ask either his offspring or his wife for help. Now,
I think it's just me.
It's just you?
It's so frequent. I can't imagine there are other people in the mix. But.
So you can confirm that he cannot order an Uber on his own.
He cannot order an Uber.
He needs to reach out to you.
He can't order Postmates, Grubhub. He doesn't know how they work.
Okay, very good.
But it's really like it's so crazy because I've been at work, I've been in different countries, different time zones. I've been, you know, like just, I don't know, running through an airport or just having a crazy work experience. And I'll get a text from Larry and he'll be like, "Could you order me like some spaghetti from Amici or something?" And I have to stop what I'm doing.
And confirmed.
Confirmed.
Oh my gosh. That is fantastic.
He, you know, I know he's capable because he has learned how to work all the remote controls in the house. I feel like if you can learn to operate a remote control, you can learn how to order Uber Eats.
Oh my gosh. Fantastic. Well, I mean, just need to make sure that you add the extra 30 minutes or 60 minutes to the end of something that you're recording,
right,
that you're going to watch back later. Yeah. You know, that's an important, should I tell that story or should I not tell that story?
You can tell any story you want.
Okay. You're looking at me like I just want to make sure.
I don't know what I just did, but no, it's too late now.
No, you remember what happened when watching a Yankees Cleveland Guardians game?
No, give me. Yeah.
Yeah. Remember that where we're out to dinner?
Yes.
And we were going to watch the final game of the Yankees Guardians American League Championship Series, and he recorded it.
Yes.
And we went through sports blackout.
Yes. He didn't want anybody to say anything.
Exactly. And we go and we watch it.
He forgot to add the extra time.
He did add the extra time, but not the extra time.
Oh.
And it went out just before Juan Soto hit the game-winning home run.
Oh my God.
So we waited the entire night.
Wow.
That's real Larry luck. That kind
and
of stuff happens
had
a
to
long
go
time.
To, had to go to our apps anyway. It was fantastic.
What type of expletives were uttered or screamed when it went to, all of a sudden the screen freezes,
well,
and you realize
it's one of those things where you watch the time run down and you know,
oh no,
unless it's happening in the next 30 seconds, we're not going to assume tape anymore.
It ain't going to happen.
I heard that I hear Larry screaming like at another end of the house. This happens all the time, screaming. And I think something's really wrong. I'm like, something's happened, you know, and I run upstairs and like, you know, something's happened in a sports game or he's just on the phone with Susie Essman. It's never. And then I said, we're going to have a safety word. Like, you're going to have to yell emergency so that I know the difference between, you know, your team is losing versus like an actual emergency.
But I know you guys do play pickleball, right?
Like, we do. We play pickleball. We did play pickleball together and we were having a great time. We had a nice group at Riviera during COVID. And then Larry got a knee injury and I kept waiting for the injury to get better. It's been like over a year now, so he hasn't played in a while. But then I pressed him on it and he finally said, you know, he's like, I like pickleball. It's really fun, but I'm saving my injuries for golf.
All right. Listen, I can totally relate to that. Because I did, you know, I played it quite frequently.
Yeah.
And I know I'm walking into this, okay? But it is physically demanding. It really, really is.
It
and
is.
The thing about it is the reaction that you have to have when the ball's coming straight at you or to your right or to your left. You have to,
yeah.
If you're not physically positioned right or core set, you can really throw something really off. Like, seriously.
Yeah, our orthosurgeon friends love pickleball.
Oh, my God. Like, by the way, right?
They're like, this is great. That and Barry's boot camp. Like, I don't
know. Right. Like, if you asked people who work on people for a living or surgically repair people for a living, they will tell you pickleball has really, you know, upped business for them.
Totally.
Unbelievable. So. But it really is fun, Ashley, and everybody should check this out. Dream Breaker, a pickleball story, and you've been all about it. Like, you have been making sure that everyone knows about it. And
no, I don't give up easy.
You're a force. You absolutely are, and that's why I think you and Suze get along. And and when she heard about it, she's just like,
she's been a real champion.
We gotta get this thing done, and you've been awesome. And this is just fun. Everyone should check it out. It's a fun, quick watch. And I imagine,
And it's full of characters. It's full of quirky characters.
I couldn't tell.
Even if you don't like pickleball, it's like.
I couldn't tell from the naked senior citizens playing it. I couldn't tell from that clip where naked senior citizens being digitized out.
I'm kind of intrigued just for that.
New meaning to the word flop shot.
Yeah. Now.
That was in Florida. I guess that goes without saying.
Catch that one, actually.
It wasn't worthy of a multiple choice.
Yeah, Florida. Florida's God's gift to documentary filmmakers.
That's fun. So at any rate, congrats on this. And I'm sure that you can update it. This thing is, I know I was having fun that it's fluid. It really is. This thing's changing day by day.
Yeah. There could be a Dream Breaker too.
It could be a Dream Breaker
too. You'll have to have me on again.
Anytime. You know that. Dream Breaker, a pickleball story, available now for streaming on Max, available on Roku through Max, and soon Roku itself, soon to be streaming there. So keep an eye out for all of that. Ashley, thanks again for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Ashley Underwood, everybody. Woo. Pete McCarthy with this sports update. Okay, this is not a drill. Get ready, because Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, hits theaters May 23rd, and I'm counting down the days. This is it. The biggest practical action movie ever made. Tom Cruise and director Christopher McQuarrie are back, pushing the limits of what action cinema can do. We're talking real stunts, real danger, and real edge-of-your-seat intensity, all shot in jaw-dropping locations around the world. Did you see that trailer? Tom Cruise free-falling through fire, Haley Atwell back in action, and the whole crew reunited. Ving Rhames, Simon Pegg, Isai Morales. It's like the ultimate global team-up. This franchise started almost 30 years ago, and it just keeps getting better. Mission is more than a movie. It's a high-stakes ride built on loyalty, friendship, sacrifice, and seriously gutsy stunts. So, yeah, I'm beyond excited to see Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, on the biggest screen possible in a theater, May 23rd. This summer, the mission is clear. Don't miss it. If you're like me, and I bet you are, there's a kid in your household, for me it's my daughter, that's always screaming, "Dad, there's a bug. Dad, is that a bug? If there is, get rid of that bug. Dad, that bug is still here. Dad." Happens all the time. Guess what? Not anymore. Thanks to Pesty. Pesty is a do-it-yourself pest control. Same products the pros use at a quarter of the cost. The kit they make, it's so easy, it only takes a few minutes to apply. Other pest control companies charge over $800 a year, but with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment with a customized plan based on your location, bugs, and climate. Again, Pesty is at do-it-yourself pest control. Take care of those kids and those bugs, and it's kid-friendly and pet-friendly. It's awesome. Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. If the bugs don't go away, they'll give you a full refund. Now is the time to protect your home from bugs with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/Eisen for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/EISEN for an extra 10% off. We've done this before with you.
Yeah.
I've got three social situations. You are the judge and jury as to what is done.
Okay. Okay.
The first one is destination weddings. Okay.
It's already funny.
Destination weddings. I say to my wife, we're going to a destination wedding. We should not give a present because my presence is my present. What do you say, Larry?
First of all, where is the wedding? How far is it?
Another country.
Okay, you don't even go. You don't go. You don't go.
But it's a close family friend.
I don't care. I am not flying 14 hours on a plane to somebody's wedding. I'm not going to do that.
Even if it's a nice destination where it's a nice hotel and you're set up?
No, 14 hours on a plane, you can't even breathe. Come on.
So what would be the distance from your house that you would...
An hour and a half by car. That's it. No plane. You don't get on planes for weddings.
Right.
Okay, out of the question.
Here's social situation number two for you, Larry David.
Sure.
You're going over to somebody's house.
Okay.
All right, for, let's say, the fight, the Mayweather-McGregor fight. This happened to one of our producers, Ken Tulo, they brought desserts. Fight ends. Nobody's touched the desserts. They like these desserts. Is it okay to take the desserts home?
All right, well, we did this on Seinfeld.
You did?
Yeah, the marble rye.
Well, the marble, okay.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
You bring it over. Do they know you brought it over?
Yes, they do.
Well, if they know you brought it over, then you can't take it.
But what if nobody's tried it? You know, it's not like a bottle of wine. A bottle of wine could be savored later on.
It's
a perishable.
You're bringing it to the host, right?
That's true.
The host saw it.
Mm-hmm.
It's different if the host didn't see it, then you could sneak out with it.
So if the host never saw it, if you placed it on the table and there's no note, that's when you could take it.
If you think you're not going to get caught, then you could take it.
The problem is, though, Larry, is you never know what was looking. The eye in the sky may catch it.
Well, that's the gamble. Yeah. But if the host sees it, you can't take it.
All right, the last one for you, Larry, LD. Shoes off on a plane. Do you have a problem with somebody on a plane taking
shoes? I have a big problem with it. Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah. Keep them on, okay? You know, don't make yourself, it's not your house, all right? You're outside, you're in public. I don't want to see your socks. And God forbid you have a little odor down there. Who needs that, right?
And I don't even want to know if you do have it.
Exactly. It's close quarters. Come on. Take a couple of mints, keep your shoes on.
So those who take their shoes off with shorts on and then put their socked feet up on the bulkhead?
Oh, God almighty. No, no, God. Oh, God. That is out. Yes.
Ah, yes, everybody. Here we go. YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Larry David has many, many appearances on this program. Hopefully not the last, because I talked about Fight Club. Love, Larry.
You were given the green light. It's all good.
I don't know. Who knows? But it's just fun story time. We got one thing we got to talk about before you leave. And
oh, here we go.
I'm serious. Apparently, we'll get to this in a second. Sorry about your Kings, Felly.
Ugh.
Sorry,
yeah,
pal.
Yeah, that was rough. Good start. And then, was there 5 goals in the first period yesterday?
Yeah. Well, they started, and then they had a tie, and then they went up, and they had a tie, and then they lost the lead and never got it back.
Yep.
Connor McDavid, so good, though.
So good.
I mean,
Cage and I went the other day.
Just
it was very fun.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody, Hyundai is there to make sure that every single lane-splitting biker creeping up beside you or truck drifting towards your lane is something that you will know about, because every Hyundai offers available class-exclusive advanced safety features that can alert you to potential dangers around you. Hyundai has over 130 IIHS Top Safety Awards since 2006, and the IIHS Top Safety Awards include Top Safety Pick and the Top Safety Pick and Awards to Hyundai vehicles from 2006 to 2025, because Hyundai is always working to ensure the road doesn't get you. Listen, I've known this man for coming up on 30 years. 30 years. And this show in year 11 would not exist if he put his foot down with the parent company that birthed us and said, I don't want to have my show follow, this show follow mine. Dan Patrick, known him for that long. Two of his kids have babysat my children. In fact, one of them just came to our house and we were just hanging out. Georgia Patrick. Love the man. But right now, we're playing the feud. Okay? And as a matter of fact, that was one of my SportsCenter calls back in the day. I might have said that sitting next to him years ago. Whenever there's a fight in a game or a highlight, I would go, and they're playing the feud. That's what I would say. And little did I know that was foreshadowing. Dan's already out the gate talking crap about
it. I mean,
every single time
he's
been
this.
Talking about it. First of all, I didn't know that we could talk about it yet because we're recording it soon and it's not airing for months, apparently.
Dan doesn't follow
Celebrity
the rules,
Family
though,
Feud.
And you're
he's
aware
not a
of
rule
that.
Follower.
Yeah. So
he does whatever he wants.
He touches the trophy.
Yeah, without gloves.
That's right. He touches the trophy without gloves.
Yeah.
So. Right. And plus, you know, I guess I'm in my 30th year of being hazed by it.
Yeah. You got to stop letting them little brother you, Joe.
Hey, you know what?
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, if the top seven or top eight answers are on the board and we got the question and I win control of the board, we're not giving it up.
No.
Why would we?
No.
And it doesn't matter how many years Dan has been my senior and I'm his junior.
I was watching
care.
Last night. I was practicing.
Oh. but every single time he's been talking about it, we hear, are they giving us crap for playing with Jay Felly? Are they slagging on Jason Feller?
That's what I'm hearing.
Or is that what
this.
Has happened?
I don't like
what's
this.
What's the Felly slander
like
about?
This.
What is it?
Yeah, what you
like
hear?
Basically, who's that guy?
Who's that guy?
Yeah, like who's going to be their fifth? They don't have a fifth guy.
Well, you're on more than Del Tufo. Del Tufo right. is.
I've also been on their show.
Jason's worked on their show for them.
I was right here at the board the last time they were in this studio.
Well, now they might just consider you then a behind the scenes guy.
And that's fine. I get
right.
that.
Right. Well, so that's maybe why they're saying. So are they accusing us of finding a ringer or something? Are they thinking that you're like a Family Feud ringer?
I guess so.
Huh?
I don't like that.
Watch out.
I don't like that at all. So, I mean, is it going to get personal by the time we show up?
Oh, it already did. Once I found this out this morning, I thought about it for a minute, and I'm like, oh, I don't like that, because it's okay with me and Brockman talk sure. trash to Feller.
Right.
You
Definitely.
Ain't stepping in our house.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, I got Kendo stick. Yeah, you can't make trash talk him.
The one segment that somebody sent me of them talking about our upcoming feuding is that Seton O'Connor is nervous.
Should be.
And I think we should send, I mean, if we're, how does this work? Where we come up with our five and they come up with
right.
their
is
five
it,
and
it like
it's just
Ryder,
randomly.
Is it like the Ryder Cup where
is
like
it randomly
you announce
against each other? Oh, right. Is there pairings? Like do Dan right. and I set the pairings?
Right.
Or does Steve Harvey's people just go, you're here, you're here.
Yeah,
we
be.
Don't know any of this.
Yeah, we don't know any of this.
Could be that.
Dan said that he got a list of things because Marvin was asking like, what are we going to wear? And, Dan said he got a list of what's appropriate and what's not allowed.
Oh, I gotta get that. Okay, I haven't gotten any.
Wait a minute, time out. Dan's getting this before you.
Does it matter?
Yeah, it does kind of in the big scheme of things.
Okay,
it does kind of matter.
All right, well, there's enough time, TJ.
You know what I'm saying, Chris? It does matter.
I know what you're saying.
It doesn't matter. You're going to take three bags to Atlanta anyway.
I need
the way you travel.
You know, it's the
A. You're
going to
check
all,
a bag for an overnight flight so you can have multiple shoe
it's
options.
It's the ATL, Rich. You gotta go correct.
Should
okay?
we all? Should we have like a team shoe?
Team shoe. You yeah. don't see our shoes.
Well, you walk out, you might see their shoes.
No, we're having a team shoe.
After
don't
we
overthink
win.
It, guys. Just show up focused to play the feud.
I'm ready.
And come up with one of the top
I'm
answers
ready.
On the board.
I was watching
now,
last night. I'm locked
of the
in.
Question.
Because
I'm thinking if we compare it out, I want you against Seton. I want my guy with the most game show
yes.
experience to go against the guy who's nervous to be on a game.
You know, yes. I ain't never scared.
Yes.
I ain't afraid.
You know what I'm saying? That's the matchup I'm looking for.
Now
and then it's got to be Del Tufo versus Fritzy because that's what America needs.
Just so they can come up with none of the answers on the board.
Right?
Or and the then, most crazy answer.
And then it'll be you versus Paul Pabst.
Right.
Right. That kind of makes sense.
Makes sense.
And then Jay Felly, you versus Marvin. So we could say, oh, it's McLovin's replacement.
Who's Marvin?
There you
wow.
go. There you go.
That's so
that's
disrespectful.
How you feud.
I'm with it.
We're
I'm with
playing
it.
The feud.
Let's go.
Let's
We're
go.
Playing the feud.
Come on.
That's what's up.
Let's do it.
Let's send the guys back to Connecticut with party gifts.
Right. It wasn't
well,
personal.
We celebrate the victory.
It's personal now.
It's personal.
It is.
Let's go.
Is it?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Former MLB All-Star Sean Casey, a.k.a. the mayor, keeps hitting it out of the park.
Take my 30 years of experience. Take the wisdom and knowledge I've learned from the failures when I got sent down my rookie year, all the injuries I had to overcome. Your mind is the most important tool you have in life. Be relentless. Keep charging. It matters how you talk to yourself, how you look at the world. That matters. We talk about that. I don't know. I'm fired up. Baseball's back, and it's going to be incredible. I love it.
The Mayor's Office with Sean Casey from Believe.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.